Anyway, talk about the connection, another angle on the connection between Parshas Bamidbar and Shavuos, because Parshas Bamidbar is always the parsha you read immediately before Shavuos. Right, Chazal say, it's a Mereshim Parshas Yisrael. The Torah was given Bamidbar in a desert to teach you that a person has to be Mesim Atzmo Kamidbar. A person has to be like a desert. If he wants to be called a Torah, has to be like a desert. But Midbar Hakol Dashibo, anyone can walk through a desert. It's like the ideal Rosh Hashanah. Anyone can walk through that. That's a very interesting thing. What's the Gemara, what's the Medrash rather, telling us? You have to be like a Midbar Shahakol Dashimba. Anyone can walk through it. It's like a... So if you're like a Midbar, Shahakol Dashimba, Hefker, then you could be Kone Torah. Like, what's the message over there? Right, so I think, amongst the many things that it could mean is the... dealing with the dual account of Matan Torah. On Shavuos we're going to put the emphasis on the Parshas Yisrael version. The thunder and the lightning and the great voice and the fire, right? And Am Yisrael was afraid, and stayed back. Right? And by the way, in that account of Matan Torah, you won't find anywhere the words Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. It's not in that parasha at all. They said Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh a few days earlier. Right, there's a whole other version of Matan Torah, in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Right, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells them and they have a party, Vayechsu Asolkim, Vayochlu Vayishtu, and they saw a vision. Tachas Ragav Kilmas Nasa Sapir. Right, and they were, enjoying themselves. And they're having and in that version of Matan Torah, where it's a much more sedate, experience, and they're even enjoying themselves. And it's a machlokes, amongst the Rishonim. Machlokes whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that they were really enjoying themselves. Now, a whole other vision of Matan Torah, a whole other account. Like, if you're not for Rashi, you wouldn't know what you're looking at. And in that account, it says, Kosher Dibar Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. When there's the party, and when there's, they're eating, and they see, and there's no mention of their being afraid in any way. Right? So he once explained that there's a duality in Torah that... is very hard for the human being to wrap himself around, not just wrap his mind around, but even wrap, more importantly, wrap his emotions around. Because duality in Torah, the Torah is awesome. It's just, it's from the other world. It's from God, and the angels want it. And that's the aspect that's put on in Parshas Yisro, the fear, the awe. Because Torah is awesome, it is scary, because of, that it's mamash God's wisdom, it's God's will. Right, something that even the angels wanted. It's like this is like really, really above and beyond us. Right, and that's what Amishol got. Vayanu, vayamdu merachok. They got agitated. They moved back. They stood back because there is that aspect of Torah. Torah is just awesome. Awesome in the being fearsome, and that's what Chazal say that we have to learn Torah be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, u'be'zeya. We have to learn with awe and fear and trembling and sweat, just like by Matan Torah. But there's another aspect of Torah. It's geshmak. It's delicious. Right, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the gift that we could, internalize the Torah and we could understand it and appreciate it. Right, and learning a good piece of Torah could give a geshmak, no less than eating a good meal. And that's the feeling that you get from, the account of Matan Torah and Parshas Mishpatim. They were having a great time. Vayechsu Asolkim, Vayochlu Vayishtu. They saw God, and while that, they were eating and drinking. And the Chazal learned from that Gemara an interesting thing, that Olam Haba Ein Bo Lo Achila Boshe, in Olam Haba, you don't eat, you don't drink. Just tzadikim yoshivim v'nehnim meziv hashchina. You sit there and enjoy it. Shenemar Vayechsu es halokim, vayochlu vayishtu. That you can enjoy seeing God as if eating and drinking. So gishma. It's like eating and drinking, which means you internalize it, you appreciate it, it's delicious. But I mean, hey, you know, an ovel is also to learn Torah. It's also to learn Torah Tishbav, because it's gishmak. Right? So it's like, and in that, you know, in that account of Matan Torah, of how gishmak it is, says Nase vin Nishma. We're also going to hear, we're also going to understand it. We're going to do, we're also going to Nishma, we're going to appreciate it. Nishma like Miloshin to understand. Right, that we're going to, you know, have an appreciation and you know, hear those, you know, hear that kol gadol that we were afraid of. And now the truth is that the, you know, both are emes. You know, Torah is on the one hand awesome, and Torah is on the other hand geschmack. Right? And it's you know, these two situations are just so different from each other that the Torah had to put them in two different parshas, separate the two accounts. But undoubtedly, in a way, it's hard for us to imagine, was the same. At the same time, they felt fear and they felt geschmack. Somehow, at the same time, simultaneously. Right? And that that sort of teaches you... Excuse me. Chevron, Bakasha, that's in my Rishon. Yeah. Right? You know, this is the demands that the Torah has from us. Torah has a demand from us to juggle opposites. Right? But then again, let's look at the mitzvahs of the Torah. The mitzvahs of the Torah are the same way. Right? The mitzvahs of the Torah are as such that, you know, we have mitzvahs like v'samachta b'chagecha. We have the mitzvahs of, you know, of chesed and staka. We also have the mitzvah of timcha zecher amalek. We have the mitzvah of, you know, hachrein tachrimim, to march, go out and kill. It's like a whole, which is a whole different headspace and emotional, you know. The Torah, you know, makes, you know, demands from us that are, you know, mamish, you know, on the opposite sides of the scale. You know, it demands kindness from us. It demands from us what might be considered cruelty, and we're promised. The Torah promises us, you know, it's something which is hard to wrap our head around. That you know, you stick. Play by the rules, right? If you don't play by the rules, you'll lose out. You know, Chazal say, "Kol merachim al achzorim, sofer lachzor rachmanim," like Shaul HaMelech. If you have mercy where the Torah says not to have mercy, had mercy on Agag, in the end he killed out Nov Ira Kohanim. Right? The Torah assures us that, you know, listen, you be cruel when we tell you to be cruel, and don't worry about it, because we promise you. You know, the Torah promises you. You'll be kind when it's time to be kind. You know, just do what we say, and you'll never lose out from it. The main thing, the Torah promises, even if you have to go off the scale in cruelty and kill out a whole nation, men, women, and children, don't worry about it. You will be kind when it's time to be kind. It's an amazing thing, right? The Torah demanded us to balance opposites. You know, the question is, how do we take on this challenge, right? Of a Torah that, you know, has in it opposites. It has dinim and chasadim. It demands kindness, it demands cruelty. It's awesome and scary, and yet geschmack. So, you know, Torah is marsh demanding seemingly something that's impossible for the human being to do. Right? But if Torah demands it, must be it's possible. There just has to be a way. Right? And the way is mesim atzmo kamidbar. Right? You have to be like a desert. Desert, anyone could walk in. What does that mean? You know, your problem is that, you know, you're declaring yourself like, this is me. This is me. This is what I'm into. Right? So a guy who talks that way says, well, there's certain mitzvahs that he likes because it fits with what he enjoys or what he's predisposed to. And there are mitzvahs he says, oh, I'm not into that, you know, whatever. All right, I'll do it, you know, if I really have to. And, you know, And everyone's got his, you know, midas and mitzvahs that are more appealing to his personality. And that's the problem. You shouldn't be stuck in a particular personality. A person has to be bigger, you know, bigger than being a particular persona. You have to be bigger than that. Right? And you have to, be wide open. Even open, you know, midbar hakol dashimbo, in a midbar anyone could walk. Anyone, any nation has rites of passage in the desert, right? desert doesn't belong to anybody. Right? A yid has to be, say, he is not stuck in any particular midah. He is wide open, you know, for whatever the Torah demands from him. Right? And that's this between Jew and Goy. Right? When Akadosh Baruch Hu offered, right, the Torah to the other nations, so everyone knows, they ask what's written in there. But that's not the whole discussion. The Lashon of the Medrash was, when he went to, at least one of the Midrashim, when he went to the Ishmaelim, right, to the Arabs, he said, okay, you want the Torah. He said, Mike Sivabe, right? And he said, listen, God says, Lo Signovu. He said, what? That's our whole Parnassa. That's what it says in the Medrash. That's our Parnassa, man. Right? I was supposed to be a Paradam Yodo Bakol. Yishmael, he puts his hand on everything. It's not us. Not us. He goes to Esav, the Bnei Esav, Edom. He said, Mike Sivabe. Right? So of course it says, Lo Sirtzach. What? That's our Parnassa. Yitzhak Avinu gave us a bracha, al charba chatichye. You live by the sword. It's our Parnassa, man. Right? No can do. But that's the problem. That was the whole hang up. That Yishmaelim say, listen, Geneva is our thing. That's us. Hey, that's me. Right? That's the ultimate excuse. Hey, that's me. Right? That's like the biggest cop-out of how people don't improve themselves. Hey, that's me. You have to love me the way I am. It's what? And that's the way a guy talks. Geneva's what we do. And then Yishmael says, Esav says, Ritzicha's what we do. That's our thing. The godless of Am Yisrael is that Am Yisrael says, we don't got a particular thing. We don't got a particular thing. We're a midbar. We're wide open like a desert. Desert's like Nowheresville. We're not stuck in any particular midah. Wide open space. No givens. No premises. No axioms. Whatever God wants. Just like midbar hakol dashimba. Right? And that's the lesson that we have to have before we go to really be makabel Torah. That the Torah will tell us what to do as opposed to, we'll negotiate with the Torah. That's why people go around, Rabbonim, shopping for a heter. Right, whatever he says, you ask another one. It means you've decided what's right, or you've decided what's for you, and we just got to find a rabbi that's willing to play ball with you. That's not called being a makabel Torah. In makabel Torah, that you'll do whatever the Torah wants, and the Torah might ask from you on Sunday to kill an Amaleki, and on Monday, right, to do chesed, right? Or may even ask for you these two different things on the same day. Right? And you have to go with it, without, say, well, I gotta chill out a little bit before I'm going from the battlefield to, no. You're not supposed to be kavua in any particular midah. Right? And that's the advantage of why Am Yisrael got the Torah and not angels and not any other life form. Because the Inyan of all other creatures other than the Adam in his glory, is that every other creature other than the Adam is kavu in a particular midah. Right? First of all, by the lower life forms. Like it's W Dua that Am Yisrael could have learned Gezel from the Namala. But that's the only thing that they do right. And not only that, they only do it right in a limited way. They don't steal from each other. They steal from me all the time. If I leave something on the counter, Right? So you could have derived from it, but that's the only thing they do right, and even that they don't do totally. They only do it lefi their programming. And see us from the chasula, and they only do a particular thing right, not everything right. And even the particular thing, they do it, right, the way it suits them. Right? But it's not just that way by the animals, it's that way by the malachim. Ein malach osesh de shlichas. A malach can't do two different things. Every malach is kavu in his midah. Rafal only does refuah. Michal only does, gives only good news. Gavriel only... Michal? Yeah. Wow, okay. Yeah. Right? And Gavriel, right? No, but you're a human being also, so you have to do other things also. Right? Right. If there's two Jewish ladies meet each other, right? as a, you know, my son is such a malach. Says, yeah, I know what you mean. My son's not human either. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds very, it's euch nit a mensch, it's not a mensch, right? Anyway. Nah, the, all the other creatures are hooked in a particular mida, whether the spiritual ones, whether the lower life forms. Just by the Adam alone, by the, I mean, Adam means Am Yisrael, who's the real Adam, who attained the pinnacle of perfection in the human being, right? So, you know, what does the Mishnah say in Avos? Yudah B'temer, Hevei Az Kenamer. Kal Kanesha, Ratz Ketzvi, you have to have all the positive traits. You have to be light like the eagle, right? Run like the deer, and be strong like, you know, mighty like the lion, and you know, brave like the tiger. A tiger's only supposed to be a tiger, a lion's only supposed to be a lion, and you're not supposed to have all the good midas. If some of these midas are contradictory, you're not supposed to have all the good midas. Right? I mean, the Adam that's Roy Fatar, the real Adam, that I'm, that's the Indian that Am Yisrael. Vakachat Somar, I see Adam Atem, Chazal Darshan, Adam Atem, Atem Kriyam Adam, Veina Akum Kriyam Adam. And the real glory of the human being is that he's everything, even contradictory midas he can carry within himself. Kind, of course, when it's the right time to be kind. Cruel, when it's the right time to be cruel. Right? And Kol Mida Nechona. And the key to that is don't get stuck or hung up on a particular Mida, or a particular thing, or the that's me syndrome. No, that's me, like a midbar. Anyone can walk through a midbar, right? It could be, you know, it's like, just like any nation could walk through, Hakol Dashimba, you know, Chesed walks right through you, Gvura walks right through you, Tiferes walks right through you. You yourself are nothing and not, you know, and nowhere. You're just always doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Right? And that's the Achana from Matan Torah, because the Torah made the huge demand of juggling opposites. Juggling things that to, you know, shallow minds might seem mutually exclusive. And the Torah demanded everything from us. Demanded everything. The Taryag Mitzvahs, between all of them together, have demanded opposite things from us. Right? And that you're prepared to juggle the opposites, and not say that we're kavua in any particular mida. You know, we will shift and juggle our midas and shift them around, whatever the halacha wants, whatever, whenever, like a midbar, hakol dashimba. And I think that's the issue that what we have to inculcate in ourselves. You know, before Matan Torah, right? The idea that, you know, I'm going to let the Torah define me. I'm not coming to the Torah with any predefinitions, you know, be it about myself, be it about what's right and wrong. I'm like a midbar, right? And the Torah will define me. And I'm open to being redefined every single day of my life. That's right. That's what we want you to say.
What about our milas?
So your milas are not... your milas are probably there, your strengths. But no such thing as I'm into this, I'm not into anything else. You have to offset your weaknesses. So obviously you could capitalize on your strengths. You could capitalize on your strengths.
Right.
Capitalize on your strengths, but you should never... You know what the nafkamin is? I'll tell you, the real nafkamin is Avas Yisro. I'll tell you. The real naf... Like, you're into... One guy's into learning. Another guy's into chesed. Another guy's into davening. Right? Instead of making fun of them because they're not in your derech, maybe right, well, he has strengths that I don't have. I think there's also this, you know, being mesatzvah, not only to be accepting of all the mitzvahs of the Torah equally, but also be, you know, understanding the necessity, perhaps, of why there were 12 different tribes, even from the beginning, let alone that we've branched down to many different communities, each one with its own emphasis. A real guy who's mesatzvah understands why, well, look, I'm glad they're around, because I'm not doing what they're doing. So I'm glad that they're around to do what I'm not good at.
Yeah. Well, this that says that the three characteristics of a Yehudah,
right,
is Rachmanin,
Yeah, but that's the whole point. Rachmanim b'Yisroel gomel chasadim.
Right. So
those actually that actually means. So I'll tell you what the Maharal says and others. Actually means we have both extremes and the ability to synthesize between the two.
Well, what is both extremes in that?
I shall explain to you. No, gomel chasadim is chesed. Chesed, which is Ava, right? Baishonim is Yira. Leman te yirosal prechem lebilti techeto, right? Zua busha, right? Busha comes from Yiras. You're ashamed, you know, because you're in fear of God. You're ashamed to. Rachmonus is the synthesis between the two. And really, this gets back to why we have three of us. Why am I just one forefather? No, so the reason why I spoke about this in the White Show just a few days ago. We have three avos. Because Avram is on the extreme of Chesed. Yitzchak is on the opposite extreme. Din, Yaakov is a synthesizer. And Am Yisrael comes from all three together. So we're supposed to have be into this, be into its opposite, and also be into the middle path and know when to negotiate between the two. That's why there are three midas in this arm, but those three midas represent having all good midas, because they're the two extremes and the middle.
How did this reflect in our daily interactions with others?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, as opposed to those who are not part of our Yisrael, how would their interaction look like?
No, so that's how we. We understand.
Is it easier for us to pick up, even though they'll get it eventually? But like,
no, so we understand that by the nations of the world, each nation has their thing that they're into. You know?
Right.
And that's what makes that people, that type of people.
So for
Amalek. Am Yisrael, Amalek is into just being bad, period.
Anti-everything.
Right. Yeah, but every other nation has their Midah, and they get all their life force for that one thing that they do, right? And that's what they're into. That's part of what they're doing wrong, that they're only into one thing. Am Yisrael is willing to be into everything.
So we're the most liberal.
No. Well, most open, like the Midbar, HaKodashim Bar. Most open.
Good.
You're called liberal, right? Open.
We're not liberal. We don't pretend to be open and then close all the doors behind, you know, quietly have servers that no one knows about, talk about communism, and then pretend that we're actually real.
Yeah. Yeah, they're...
It's president.
They're not open. Right? They're closed in their own way. Liberals are very closed-minded in their own way.
Of course, yeah.
They don't want to see anything right in conservatism. Right? Yeah. They just call themselves open. They're closed when they call themselves open.
It's like you can't sell death insurance because it doesn't sell. It's called health insurance.
I have a question. What would you say is the answer this time? This was someone presented this to me, and I don't really know exactly how to answer it. He said like this.
Listen.
That what the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, did or attempted to do to us is hagu for the same thing that we really want to do to a nation, you know, to do to Amalek.
Right.
So how can we, you know, say, oh, they're so wicked, they're evil. That's really what our own, you know, mission is,
right,
against them.
Okay, excellent.
I'm sorry, can I ask that question again?
What the Nazis did to us, or attempted to do to us, is really the same thing that we are supposed to do to Amalek as well. I mean, genocide. We have to do, we are commanded to do genocide.
Okay, so you say they think we're bad.
So saying that, so how can we say what they did was bad, if what we're really commanded to do the same thing?
No, it's pretty simple. We're going to kill the people who killed us because, of course, there were many people. They were on Amalek.
It's more like
we didn't show any bad things.
That's what I say. That's coming from it's a T-boy basically. That's what it comes down to.
They were,
Rabbi, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
is it Megillah that says Germam Yashiladom Shilaleim Aleim Yotzivor Gimet Kol Kolo?
Right.
This is 2,000 years ago. This is not 70 years ago.
No, so it really gets back into what we're saying.
Yeah.
Nazis are into killing. No, they also didn't just kill Jews. They also killed gypsies and all the inferior women. You know that Am Yisrael is doing it because it's the right thing to do. Because we're also into chesed. And also we go to war with the nation that's not Amalek. The Karata Leal Shalom, and we have to leave them in a skate route. We can't cut down their fruit trees. You see, Am Yisrael at least is doing it because it's the right thing to destroy evil. Right? You know we're doing it just for that purpose. Because we are the Am of Chesed.
No. So say, but in their perspective,
no, their perspective
that you know, Jews are evil, and that's why they were doing what they were
no,
doing.
No, but you say that they are a bunch of killing machines because Nazis didn't believe in Chesed. Anyone who wasn't productive to society, they said they exterminate the handicapped, all those genetically inferior.
Wow.
Yeah, a bunch of achzorim.
It goes further. The Nazis believed in dissolving modern societies based on religion and going back to medieval religions, and that's what they draw their whole, you know, so-called pure society from, to destroy everyone else that's opposed to this medieval society that worships these specific idols that they created to be able to harness the devil, so to speak.
Yeah, so I'm saying, but that's what goes back to the same point. The Nazis are kavu in their midah. They like killing. And, they're not in favor of chesed. Am Yisrael does plenty of chesed also, so you know that when they're after Amalek, it's for the sincere reason of destroying evil.
Because there's that balance.
That's right.
I also remember you saying that the Amalek in every generation manifests itself as a different nation.
Yeah.
So at that specific generation, it was Edom.
Right.
Which is basically Germany.
Yeah. Nazism is Amalek. Doesn't mean that the German people, when they're not Nazi, are Amalek.
Interesting.
Was the honey on that table?
Mm.
It was here. I saw it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Beth, Yoni, unbelievable trolling. All right. All right, so hope I see everyone Monday afternoon for those who are not joining me.
Milchik.
Monday afternoon, Milchik. So, Chol Yisrael. Milchik and alcoholic. Monday afternoon, 7:30 mincha here. 7:30 mincha here. The Suda Yod. Neil Sachak starts right after mincha, and then there'll be Mariv here.
Mincha here?
7:30.
Yeah, you didn't
read the email? Right here in this room.
And 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, Matzah
Shabbos.
What?
4 o'clock
a.m.
Hey, 4 a.m. Matzah
Shabbos. 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Right. Shir.
Oh,
I'm saying three Shurim across the
room. Where exactly am I studying? Downstairs?
Yeah.
I didn't come to the final last time. Right? I went to this kiddush with a bunch of snobs and I left.
What's the other?
Yeah,
so one to 1:45 at the White Shul.
Okay, and then Rabbi Stein's?
No, and then Share from 3 to 3:45.
So you're gonna be walking the whole.
And then 3:45 is next for time.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to walk back.
What?
It'll be. You're gonna be walking.
You're
gonna
be walking. No,
but
he has to walk back anyway.
No,
that
good
for the
mikvah,
right?
Yeah. Then whatever. I guess I go to Rabbi Stein. Just daven shacharis there.
Anyone want to catch
a minion?
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
All right.
I'm gonna ask you where your mouth is. Is this yours?
I feel bad that
I'm not finishing it. If you want it, so we're not gonna waste the beer.
Not gonna waste the beer.
We wanted to give you a gift from the Chabura.
Oh, thank you.
A couple of guys we got together for Yom Tov. Thank you so much for everything.
Okay.
Really, it's like a,
thank you. I appreciate
a tremendous part of our lives. And
Halavai Vaitzer. We should continue to do big things together. Being Makadosh Shem Shemaim together.
We make the album for his wedding in 11 months. What was the 11 months?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be the slave driver. Yo, the Kabbalah's Purim is 8 a.m., right? Chuppah, 9 a.m. No,
Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning.
Right. Chuppah, 9 a.m., right?
Look, she must be a slave driver if she works for Coach.
I don't know much about that company.
It's like a high fashion company, so you have to be like a very opinionated person to be like high on these fashion companies.
I had a friend that got married on Friday.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. The chuppah started.
Yeah. sorry.
So they had like the latest weddings. They're known to have like their
Which is why like this is like so surprising. Cool. She's farty. This girl, I don't know what's going on.
Very fashionable way.
No, they're all different. The Bukhari is all different thing.
Swerve's not going to want to deal with it before Shvuah. I'll get it to Swerve off after Shvuah. He's not going to want to deal with it before. Oh, Hashem. Good people. Good people. Summer, see if she offers anything. Tell her we can only afford Abba and Ima can only afford half, see what she does.
She's working.
I know she'll probably do. She might offer her $500. Look, you do what you want, Adina. You do what you want. I'm not gonna ask her for it. I said I'm gonna give you $1,000. If you mention it to Edna, I'm sure she'll give you something, to help with the fraying. But it's your choice. And as I said, she's been in the family now for 30 years, and been more of a grandmother to you than... She views herself as family. It's not true.
Okay, she is family.
Okay, listen, you do what you want. I'm not telling you what to do.
Oh, yeah, I'll mention it to her. But
yeah, for your sake, you know, that's fine. Let's go, 50-50. I'm sorry. I can't give you more than $1,000. Okay. Okay.
And then
Mom,
someone's
here.